Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Let's take our microphones up to Empire City Casino, Yonkers Raceway, and to a girl from Belmullis, Ursula McIntyre, from Belmullis in the County of Mayo, who has been actually in the United States here since 1982. Ursula, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian.
Now, I'm sure people in the west of Ireland, particularly someone like myself, who grew up outside the town of Ballina and would at least once a week see McIntyre's lorries, McIntyre's turf from Belmullis. Tell me, are you part of that family?
Yes, that Adrian was my grandfather, Matty McIntyre, that used to have McIntyre's in Belmullis. And apart from just the truck lorries, we used to have an undertaking, a travel agent, and a supermarket.
Oh, you had Belmullis sewn up.
Yes,
absolutely.
We had at one time.
Let me ask you now, when you came to the country, to where did you come? Was it to Yonkers, the Bronx, where?
Actually, it was my first visit in 82. Well, that was my second visit. I came to my father, who did live here at the time, but I also knew the Rooneys. And then I spent a few months here before I did come to work for the Rooneys in the beginning of 1983.
Tell us a little bit about the Rooneys and the Empires. About, no surprise indeed, that Yonkers Raceway and the casino is now known as an empire, because it is. It's a huge, tell us.
It is. It's a huge facility right now. We have 5,300 slot machines with table games, electronic table games. We now, right now, have three restaurants. We just opened up Dan Rooney's Sports Bar, and we also have a huge food court with different nationality foods. It's getting bigger and bigger every day. We have another restaurant that we are opening in June, which will be called Pinch. And like I said, every day it's just it's getting busier here, which is a great thing, especially.
It is. It's a hub indeed.
It is. And you know, we were so quiet for so long, and now the last 7 years has just been buzzing around here.
Let me ask you, because we're not you're not on today's talk about the Empire City Casino, or for that matter, Yonkers Raceway, other than somehow you got involved with an organization, and it is called Team Trinity. Tell us about that.
Correct. Last year, I was approached by Eileen Mangan Collum from Eileen's Country Kitchen to get involved with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And we called our group Team Trinity. Eileen last year was approached by the Leukemia Lymphoma Society to be their champion of hope, which in turn I was approached this year. I got involved with them purely on a personal side, because my father, 4 years ago, succumbed to lymphoma. He was really sick. And I saw what it did to my family and myself, and I just wanted to do something to help in the research and to raise money to get a cure. My dad was really sick for 14 months, and it, you know, put a lot of hardship on the family, trying to make him comfortable, you know, in his last days. So when Eileen approached me, of course, it was something that I didn't have to think about. And any other member that's on the team all have, you know, something that they could have shared, you know, getting involved with this group.
Yes. Now, for those of us who are around a lot longer than you, we will remember that growing up in Ireland, one of the most dreaded words was leukemia. There was no cure. There was very little that could be done with respect to providing any level of comfort for the patient, and it was definitely a death knell. End of story. That's what it was. Of the cancers,
exactly.
At the time, that was it. Tell us a little bit about what progress, how far has leukemia come in terms of attention and breakthrough, and is it now considered to be a curable disease, and to what degree?
Well, it really depends on the form that you have. They tell us that every day they're coming up with new cures, but you know, I think it really all depends on when it's caught. Like, again, I don't know what stage my father was in, but he rapidly just, you know, went downhill pretty quick. And I always, you know, my thoughts on when a person gets sick, if you have a good frame of mind, you know, it always helps. Like you said, the C word years ago, if somebody heard it, they just, you know, that's it. You know, they kind of panicked. And I still think, even though with all the strides we're doing in raising money for research, I still think when people hear that word, they just think they've been given a death sentence.
Yes.
And but you know, they tell us that every day we're coming up with something, but you know what? Every day we're still waiting.
We're still waiting for
that cure.
And there are, you know, when it came to cancers, there are different strains, different types. So at best, though, a lot of progress, you know, has been made, but a lot more to
needs to be done.
Now, you are surrounded on this committee. I know you've mentioned Eileen from Eileen's Country Kitchen, but you also have people on your committee there like Agnes Delaney.
Correct.
Who chairs the Aisling Irish Centre. Noreen O'Donoghue, Emerald Isle. Well, any of the people involved in your committee are not exactly looking for another cause, because they are extraordinarily busy with several organizations. What was the hook for Yonkers and for Westchester and for the Bronx and that area, which results in your honoree coming up at, you know, for your May 10th fundraising dinner.
Oh, John. John Frere is a great, great, would I say calling him a philanthropist? He was instrumental in building the Maria Ferreira Children's Hospital up in Valhalla in the Westchester.
Yes.
In the Westchester Medical Center, and he, both him and his wife, are such giving people. John, first question he asked was, "What do I have to do?" I basically said to him, "John, you just have to help me raise money. We have to do as much as we can to raise money for leukemia and lymphoma. And John didn't. That's all that John needed to hear. And John said yes. So him and his wife have been really supportive of this group. And hopefully we have a great night on the 10th of May.
Yeah, and we will indeed let our listeners know as it comes closer to that event. But tell us about the success already. You had a huge success, for instance, last week.
Yes, we did. We had a great night at the Heritage last Sunday, the 14th of April. We had Joni Madden. We had Porrick Allen from the McLean Avenue Band, and we had the Jameson Revenge come in and do a session at the Heritage. And everybody has been so supportive, donating and buying tickets, and we had big raffles that night. So we had a great night at the Heritage on Sunday.
That's great. And you're going to have the same again, tomorrow night.
Correct. Tomorrow
evening
at Emmett's Castle up in Rockland.
Where is Emmett's Castle?
Emmett's Castle is actually right on Blue Hills Golf Club in Pearl River.
Now, these
right
events,
off Orangeburg Road.
These are actual kickoffs, and when you talk about, normally when you have a kickoff, there's a group, there's a committee that gets together to plan what it is they're going to do, and for instance, your annual banquet scheduled for May 10th, that is generally. This is when the committee gets together and they say, this is what we're going to do. You have a new twist. Team Trinity has a new twist in that. Poor innocent people go in to join a committee and all of a sudden there is a whopper of a fundraiser right then and there. And I think that is that says an awful lot about the level of commitment.
Oh, yes. Everybody that's on the committee have been truly 100% behind Team Trinity. That's why we named it Team Trinity. Everybody gets together. We didn't do it Eileen Colum last year or Ursula McIntyre this year. It is Team Trinity, and that's why I wanted to carry on from what Eileen started last year, and then I did it this year. And hopefully next year, if we get the chance to do it again with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, it'll be Team Trinity again next year.
Yeah.
So it will.
Now, for last year, one of the things that caught our attention was when you talk about a new, yet one more society relying mostly on the same pot, on the same pool of contributors. One might think, well, that's it. If you get a few thousand dollars, that's a good start. Eileen set the bar very high last year.
Very high, very very high.
I think to the surprise of a lot of people, tell us.
Yeah, we last year we raised we gave to the Lymphoma Leukemia Society $115,000. Eileen really raised the bar. We had a really, it was everybody joined us. There was, and of course, we had a great honoree too last year, Dr. Boland.
Boland, yeah.
That is in the cancer research field. And we surprised ourselves, I think, last year. I going into the final night, I did not realize that we had raised that kind of money. And again, you don't know. Cancer is so close to people. It's so close to everybody. You really do not know who it affects till you get involved in something like that.
Absolutely.
We heard of so many people. so many people that I have known on and off for the 30 years I've been living here, you know, that have had cancer, or their kids, or somebody close to them that you, you know, they keep it private and you don't, mm-hmm. you don't hear about it till something big like this comes up. And like I said, she set the bar high, really high for me this year. And, hopefully we'll get it all together and we'll keep the bar, you know, set that way.
Yes. Now, for tomorrow, by the way, friends, we're talking about, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and fighting blood cancers, but we're talking specifically about Team Trinity. And you're based in the Yonkers, North Bronx, Westchester area, primarily.
Yes.
But as we know, last year you had a huge number of people who came from all over. It wasn't just your local area there.
Correct. We had a lot of people come from the city, New York City. We had mm-hmm. people come from upstate. We had people come from New Jersey. We had from all over, mm-hmm. all over. It was a full house on May 11th, I think it was last year, up at Empire City. A full house for cocktails and dinner. And, you know, we had a great night. And that's one of the reasons, I think, why we went to Rockland this year. Personally, I don't like people to travel with the laws of drinking and driving. And when somebody comes to an event, we want them to have fun and not have to worry about getting home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we decided to go to Rockland this year. And because I know a lot of people have voiced how they would like to support it.
Yeah.
And I have family back up in Rockland, too, and a lot of friends. So
that'll cost them. Okay.
It'll cost them, but at least they'll be home in their own backyard, so to speak. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I'm back to back again. Congratulations on your fundraiser.
Thank you.
On McLean Avenue and the Heritage. And I'm sure you'll do the same again tomorrow as you move up towards, move into Pearl River and up into Rockland County. Good lineup of entertainment. Flynn School of Dancing, Mickey Coleman, Porrick Allen, Aaron Loughran, Margie Mulvihill, and John Reynolds, and some other surprise guests. But of course, a special appearance by the Queen herself, the great Joni Madden. We want to wish you good luck on that, and also. As I said, your big dinner is coming up, but it's a great event, and it's a fun evening, as you have pointed out to us, and we wish you again lots of luck. The tomorrow evening's event is taking place at Emmett's Castle, and that's on 285 Blue Hill Road in Pearl River. It starts, Ursula, at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, yes.
And I notice from the press release that we have is that you're leaving the finish time vague. And I'd say that's because, as you know from last week, there's no point in saying when it's going to end, because it goes on and a lot of people are indeed out for the evening and they can have a great time.
Exactly.
Thank you. The telephone number, by the way, is this the Emmett's Castle?
Yes, it's Emmett's Castle.
Yeah. It is 845-735-3504. 845-735-3504. Again, get yourself to Pearl River and to Emmett's Castle on Blue Hill Road tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock or whenever you get there. Want to wish you lots of luck to you and to your committee. And again, We'll be talking more about your upcoming banquet schedule for Friday, May 10th, and that will take place at Empire City Casino, Yonkers Raceway. By the way, that starts at 7 o'clock. Music by Gus Hayes Show Band. And there are all kinds of opportunities there to support that, including souvenir journal, live auction, entertainment. Now, for more details, what would you suggest, Ursula?
For more details, they can call 914-318-5501, or they can email Hugh McIntyre at EmpireCityCasino.com.
Excellent. All right. Good luck to you, and good luck tomorrow evening as well. And it's nice speaking with you. And it's been nice. I just want to end on a note because I didn't want to have this as a distraction earlier. I know a little something about lymphoma in particular, because I am a lymphoma survivor, going back to 1980. And not only do I know a great number of people who are affected by that dreadful disease, that and leukemia, but I do know that some of us are lucky to be around to talk about it. Ursula?
Adrian?
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, Adrian.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.